Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Why'd you lick your lips like that, Max? Hey. You doing that old man dance, Key, where your back be hurt? I'm like,
no, man, what you mean? Oh, man, come on, man.
Come on, man, you damn near
888 say ESPN.
If I'm 60, you 55.
Is an indication that, in fact, Brug would take over the NFL if he beats Mahomes and wins the Super Bowl. Is an indication that he has taken over this show. We have a million topics to get to. We've been mostly talking about Joe Burrow. People want to talk about him. But we are going to pause the Joe Burrow talk for a moment.
Let me look under your nostrils. There you go.
To talk to Sal Palantonio.
Your nose so wide you can stick a grape up on
the ESPN NFL report.
Go ahead, Max. You can laugh.
Really skinny, though, like
host
really
of NFL matchup. I mean, I'm trying to get
to
this
all
right
here.
Your nose so wide you can stick a grape up.
Yes, Max. I heard Key say it the first time.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to get to Sal.
The dude that wants to tell the joke over in the bus, you know what I mean? Did you hear what Key
said? Yeah,
I'm trying to get to Sal, pal, and all of a sudden that's what I hear.
It's Uncle Sal.
Here's how you get to Sal. Sal, how you doing, man? You think Jay's nose is wide? No.
Key claims a grape. It could be a fruit that's even bigger. What do you think? All right. Sal Palantonio.
No, I'm not going there. I love my man Jay now. Come on now.
I appreciate you, Sal.
No way.
Yeah. I got the biggest nose on the show. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. How's Jalen Hurts' shoulder, Sal?
You know, I think it's pretty good. You know, I texted Howie Roseman last night, that the Eagles GM, to congratulate him on winning Executive of the Year, Max. And he texted me back and he said, thank you, but it's all about Sunday. This is a great opportunity for all of us. And then he had three pray emojis. And that was telling in two ways. One, it's a real indication of just how together this organization is, and it's about one goal, which is what you want to see. But also, there is a little anxiety going into this game, not because of Jalen Hurts' shoulder, but because the Niners are totally for real. This is the best team that the Eagles will have faced. This is the best defense that they will have faced all year, only giving up 16 points a game. That's best in the National Football League. So you hit the nail right on the head, Max. It's all about Jalen Hurts. Can he sustain himself in a game where the defense is the most ferocious that they have faced all season?
Sal, when you look at the 49ers and Brock Purdy, and you look at the explosive offense of Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles, if they got up by double-digit score, mm-hmm, what's the mindset of the Eagles on the defensive side of the ball going after Purdy?
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Key, because the Eagles are built to play from the front. Their defense is built to play with a lead. And the San Francisco 49ers offense is not built to play from behind, because, you know, their whole offense is play action. Right? Run action, boot action. They want to make the defense at least respect the running game. But if you're down two scores, the scenario you just painted, that means Brock Purdy's got to drop back to pass. And all you got to do is look at what happened in the game against Dallas last week. The Niners couldn't hold up on their pass block. The Cowboys were all over the Niners' offensive line, and they really won the day. And if Dak Prescott doesn't throw those two picks, I think the Cowboys have a legitimate shot to come out of that game and win because of the way the defensive line just dominated the Niners' offensive line. And I'm here to tell you, Dallas is good. The Eagles are better. I think Haason Reddick should have been in the Defensive Player of the Year category. Or at least mentioned, for sure, 17.5 sacks. Nick Bosa has 18.5. Haason Reddick has 17.5. And when you look at him right now, the way he is playing, his speed to power, his first step, super explosive. And I tell you, you don't want to play from behind, Key, when you're playing the Philadelphia Eagles. So you're absolutely correct.
Sal, you know, we've been having a lot of conversations, obviously centered around quarterbacks over the last several days. And there's no doubt to the legacy that has been put in place for Patrick Mahomes. I think he's the best in the game right now. And Joe Burrow is clearly on his way. If he can beat Patrick Mahomes undefeated, getting to another Super Bowl and let him win the Super Bowl, he will be kind of bolstered into that category of, is he the best in the game right now? Brock Purdy, obviously, third string quarterback, last pick in the draft. You know, it's the Disney-like story if he's able to win it. But doesn't it feel like Jalen Hurts is, like, underappreciated? Like, it's almost the way I feel about Philly sports. It's like Joel Embiid is literally not going to be a star in an All-Star game. And I'm like, well, how is that even possible? This dude should be one of the – he's the leading candidate for the MVP. It just feels like Philly sports, it feels like it gets glossed over a little bit. Is that how it feels in the city of Philly?
Without a doubt. It's always felt that way. I've been covering this town for 30 years as a sports person and 10 years as a political writer. And, you know, it's squeezed between New York and Washington. It's always felt that way. Ever since they moved the United States Capitol out of Philadelphia. So, you know, way back in the day in 1798, and then they closed down the U.S. Bank in 1830 in Philadelphia and moved the finances to New York. Philly's always felt like it was the underdog city on the Eastern Seaboard, no question about it. So with respect to what's happening right now, I don't understand why you would want to underappreciate or underrate Jalen Hurts. What he's accomplished this year, in my view, is unprecedented. The team had the best record in the league for most of the year. They had the most points scored per game for most of the year. The guy played at a CEO / MVP level. He's carrying the team in terms of the attitude, the grinded attitude. And I love the way he spreads the love around the football team, too. I mean, everything about this team in many ways is different from every other Eagles team, championship-level Eagles team that I've faced. And the reason is because of Jalen Hurts, because of number one. And in my view, he's the MVP of the league for that very reason. He's only lost one game. Jay, he's lost one game all year. A game in which they couldn't stop the run. Monday Night Football at Washington. He's won every other game. What more proof do you need? By the way, my wife is listening right now, and she loves when you call me Uncle Sal. So you have to call me Uncle Sal.
I mean, you're Uncle Sal. It's the best name in all sports.
Hey, Sal, so everything you just said, I'm going to add a little more to it. And I know you know the Eagles organization. You know Howie Roseman. You kind of know how they think. Right? You're the guy that I can say, hey, what are they thinking? And you can give me an answer because you know. So Joe Burrow has accomplished a lot in a short period of time. Josh Allen's accomplished a lot in a short period of time. Lamar Jackson, a lot in a short period of time. Kyler Murray, not so much in a short period of time. Jalen Hurts, a lot in two seasons as a full-time starter. Two playoff appearances, obviously. Now he has his team in the NFC Championship game in his second year as a full-time starter. Where are the minds right now in the front office in terms of his future contract, things of that nature that they are going to probably have to address before the start of next season?
I don't think they're thinking about it, honestly. I just don't. But let's fast forward, since you hit the fast forward button. Let's fast forward. And just, you know, for argument's sake, they win on Sunday. They win Super Bowl 57. Okay, so money's not going to matter at that point. At that point, you're just putting up a statue at the art museum right next to the Rocky statue, and it's going to be a Jalen Hurts statue. That's first thing you're going to do, because he's going to be totally celebrated. And then they're going to have to get out the checkbook. And in my view, knowing the landscape and knowing what quarterbacks are getting paid and how much guaranteed money they want, I think he's worth $50 million a year for 5 years, minimum $250 million guaranteed. I think that's where the bidding starts or the negotiations start. And this team is always taking care of its quarterbacks. They paid Donovan McNabb over $100 million. They paid Michael Vick over $100 million. Key, they paid Carson Wentz over $100 million. They're going to take care of Jalen Hurts.
You give Carson Wentz $100 million, you got to give Hurts $1 billion. I mean, what?
And Max, even if he doesn't win the Super Bowl, I still think he's the quarterback of the future, and he's going to get paid.
Clearly, he's great. He throws dimes down the field even when he can't run. Sal, you're going to be inducted into the Museum Hall of Fame at Mount Laurel event, to the All Sports Museum of Southern New Jersey Hall of Fame. It's going to the induction is going to be held on Saturday, March 11th. I imagine this is a great honor and a great feeling to be a Hall of Famer, Sal.
Well, you know, I'm humbled by it, honestly. You know, it's just a great honor. My wife and I moved down here. I'm actually at NFL Films in Mount Laurel right now getting ready to tape the matchup show. We moved down here 38 years ago. We raised our family here, raised our daughters here. And to be recognized by your friends and neighbors, it's pretty cool. It really is.
You know, Uncle Sal, I keep representing Jersey, and I love the way you represent yourself, man. I know Max likes to poo-poo on Jersey, but, you know.
What are you talking about?
Because you're a New York guy. You take any chance to poo-poo
on
our state.
I never say that about Jersey or Philly. I think they're wonderful suburbs of New York.
See?
And they are. They're great places, a good quality of life. You can work in the city and still have a nice place to live in Philly or New Jersey. Sal Palantonio,
congrats, Uncle Sal,
ladies and gentlemen. How football explains America, everybody. You see, when he starts bringing up how the Bank of America leaves and the Capitol left, and he's explaining to you the roots and the history, read How Football Explains America by Sal Palantonio. Thanks, Sal Pal.
Congratulations, Sal.
Thanks, Key. I'll talk to you later, Max, on This Just In. Looking forward to it.
That's right.
No, you're not looking
hit
forward
show,
to it.
Sal line. Palantonio. Because we have these kind of guests like Sal Pal. It's a hit show. 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN. Handsome.
Yeah, Jay, how come you haven't been on yet?
Max hasn't asked me.
You both have open invitations, and you both have
You have not asked me in the past year.
Yeah, I'm taking a nap. Damn,
I one
the
time on. Asked Jay.
One time.
You said you were going to do it
one
by
time.
Remote, and
one
then
time.
You canceled.
That was a year and a half ago.
You canceled.
That was a year and a half ago.
I got
Jay,
the hint.
Jay
were having
canceled?
A child.
Look, Jay.
We had another.
Jay, you mean Jay canceled?
We had another child.
Shocking.
I'm gonna book him. He's gonna be like, "I'm sorry, we're pregnant again. I can't."
It
all
right. Happens.
I canceled. Shocking.
Has Patrick Mahomes has he quieted the fears about his ankle heading into this game? The odds for the game. The bettors has something to say about that. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. So, guys, look, I'm with the bettors on this one, actually. As much as we're talking about Joe Burrow, and you know that's my dude, told everybody it's Mahomes, then Burrow, right? He was my number two pick over Rodgers, Josh Allen. Everyone looked at me sideways. Better than Josh Allen? Yep, rather have Burrow. The whole thing. But the fact is, I'm with the bettors. At first, I'm like, you know what? The Chiefs are just due to win. They're not going to lose every game, and they're at home. They should maybe nip them by a field goal. And that was more or less the odds. Then with the high ankle sprain, the money shifted, and I assumed it was the general public that was shifting, guys. But in fact, it was the sharps. It was the respected money bettors that had shifted the odds. But now it's back to the Chiefs. Oh, we got Willie Rofe on right now?
Yeah, Big Will,
former
man.
Chiefs
come on,
Saints
man.
Left tackle, Pro Football Hall of Famers. Ready?
Big
11-time
Will.
11-time Pro Bowler, but I never look at the Pro Bowls. I look at the six first-team All-Pro selections. Willie, how concerned are you about Mahomes' ankle?
How you doing, Willie? You doing all right?
I'm doing good, man. How's everything going?
That's a good way to kick it off. Yeah, man, we doing good.
I'll be there Sunday. Me and the missus will be there. I'm concerned about it, but the way I saw Mahomes moving around and the way he's looked, you know, it doesn't. I don't think it's going to be as big a factor as people think it is. I think he will run a little bit. I think he'll stay in the pocket, but I'm not as concerned about Mahomes as I was after that game.
When you look at the situation, Willie, you obviously protect the quarterbacks your entire career. How important is it, though, to make sure that he's upright at all times and not being harassed by Cincinnati's defensive front?
It's going to be real important. And you know, especially in the guys in the middle, Key, the center and the two guards, because I talked to Trey. You know what they like to do on Brown. Brown's a big old guy, man. So they're going to want to try. They try to go around and loop him. They're not going to be able to run over him, and he's got good feet. But I think in the middle, when you got to let Mahomes step up in the pocket and plant and do what he needs to do. You know, they're probably going to roll the pocket a little bit some. But I think those guys in the middle have to do a real good job protecting him, because those other guys are going to try to get outside and run around and get a chance to catch him on the backside. So you got to protect, especially inside out with that line.
Willie, I'm curious your opinion on whether you think this is bulletin board material or if you think it's nothing. So Willie Gay yesterday was talking about the Bengals offense to the media and literally got asked a question, you know, what do you think about their offense? And he said, you know, like Coach Reed said, we don't do no talking, right? And then he got asked again about it. And what impresses you about it, he says, nothing. Nothing impressive. I'm like, so you just talked about it, even though you said, Coach Reed said, we don't do no talking. Do you see any of that could be used as motivation, or does that put any extra pressure on Kansas City's defense, considering you say things like that, or no?
What does put pressure on? When I saw Kornheiser and everybody's talking about them ball head T-shirts they talking about making. And I'll tell you this. If they find a way to beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead, they probably will be making some Burrowhead T-shirts next year. But we're not going to let that happen. I think the key for them is mixing. You got to pick your poison, especially with those backup linemen in the game. You can't for a lineman. We want a balanced attack. We want to be able to run it, pass it, and keep the defense on the heels. They got to slow Mixon down. Mixon's done a great job of catching balls out the backfield as well. He had 60 receptions last year. But you slow Mixon down, you got to make them one-dimensional. And Spagnuolo's going to have to draw it up and get after those guys. You got Chris Jones, who's an all-pro. But we got to have a Frank Clark sighting, guys. Frank Clark's got to step up in this game. We got to put some pressure on Burrow. But if we slow Mixon down and the Chiefs can control the running game, can you know this running back by committee, because Hilaire's out. They got Machado. They got McKinnon, those other guys. The Chiefs need to establish the run, keep Burrow off the field, and control the tempo of this game.
Willie Rowe, former Chiefs and Saints left tackle, Pro Football Hall of Fame, 11-time Pro Bowler, 6-time All Pro. I think I played in a couple Pro Bowls with Big Willie Rofe, and I watched him play my entire career. What a beast. So, Willie, when you look at Joe Burrow in that offensive passing game that unleashed in three games, two in the regular season, one in the postseason against the Kansas City Chiefs, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins baptized them over that course of time. How can they slow those guys down on the defensive side in that secondary?
That's a good question, man. And you remember Chase had that game. Was it Knate Ward when they went up there a few years ago to set the rookie record? I mean, those guys are tough. And the other little receiver they have, they're tough to deal with. Like you said, to slow them down, they got to put pressure on the quarterback. You got to move Burrow off his spot, and you got to make him one-dimensional. Spagnuolo has been a great D coordinator, even when he was back with the Giants. Blitz packages, you know, not allowing them to run the ball, but you got to put pressure on them. But it's going to be a tough job slowing Burrow down and slowing those receivers down all game. But that's going to be how well they hold up. I look forward to watching Snead, another La Tech product, go out there and have a good game in that secondary. They got their work cut out for them against those receivers, though.
Willie Rolfe on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio. Willie, we've been talking a lot about Joe Burrow today and whether or not he will be the face of the NFL should he win the Super Bowl, because that would mean he'd have to pop Patrick Mahomes on the road again in the AFC Championship game, go 4-0 against Mahomes in his career, and then win the Super Bowl against one of the two best defenses in the world after winning the national title, after doing everything he's done, beating Jalen Hurts in college, 7 touchdowns and 400 yards in the first half, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we've been debating it on the show, because there is a feeling that, like Key is talking about, how it takes a while for the league and for the public to catch up, and maybe Joe Burrow doesn't have the appeal of some of the other quarterbacks, et cetera, although it feels to me that people want to talk about him. Where are you on that? Should Joe Burrow win the Super Bowl?
If Joe Burrow won the Super Bowl this year?
Yep.
I would agree. If he can beat Mahomes 4 in a row, regardless of the ankle, if he can beat Mahomes 4 in a row, who Mahomes has been the man in the NFL at quarterback for the last 4 or 5 years, it's been the Mahomes show. If he knocks off Mahomes 4 in a row and they won the Super Bowl this year, I agree. Burrow would be the man in the league. He would be, you know, Josh Allen hadn't been able to do it in the postseason. He's done it. Herbert hadn't done it in the postseason. I think you got the kid Trevor Lawrence this up and coming. But Lamar Jackson's always in the mix. But if Burrow was able to pull it off and win the Super Bowl this year, he would be trying to take the mantle from Patrick Mahomes, who's only won one. But five straight AFC championships, guys. You got to remember, five straight. And Mahomes, I think the pressure is more on Mahomes than it is Burrow. Mahomes needs to win this game.
You know, Max and Jay?
Yeah.
Willie Rolfe is so big, like really huge, as a big tackle. One day I walked in the gym. We were working out and went to work out. I walked in the gym. Looked like he was running on 2 treadmills. He was so big. Oh, my God.
How many treadmills did it take to contain?
I was sitting there saying, remember that, man? Willie? I was like, man, who is this dude with that big old back like that? He was so wide. I was like, no wonder he was just beating up on these dudes and dominating them for so long. I was just, man, you got to see him in person, Jay. God, you got to see him in person.
Willie, always great talking to you.
Hey, Key, I was doing cardio yesterday. I was on the elliptical yesterday for about 30 minutes.
Okay. All right, baby.
Yeah.
Willie, always great talking to you. Thanks for coming on.
All right, Willie.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
I see pictures of this dude, that's when my ass didn't play football, man.
Man, pictures don't do justice. You got to see him, Max, in person.
Pass.
His back, man, his back, I'm telling you, it looked like he was on 2 treadmills.
Yeah, some people are so big, you cannot believe it's real.
Like, and I'm not talking about heavy, like, you know, overweight, obese.
Yeah,
I'm just talking about a big-ass human being.
Big boned.
Oh,
all right.
Big Willie.
How has Vegas reacted to Mahomes' ankle injury?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
It's about Mahomes. As great as we talk about him, we cannot escape the fact that the reigning defending AFC champions are quarterbacked by a guy named Joe Burrow, who has beaten Patrick Mahomes every single time he's faced him.
We know they're talented in all three phases. It's the same guys playing against each other. So I'm sure both teams will have adjustments that they make. And I mean, these games have been close, so we'll just see where it goes.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. Joe Fortenbaugh with us now.
Hey, Joe.
ESPN Sports betting analyst on Daily Wager. Yes, it's still on the air. Pat Costello, also co-host of Joe and Amber, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. Morning, Joe.
Gentlemen, good morning. It's always a pleasure. I trust you're all in fine spirits on this Friday.
Fine spirits indeed. What's the line looking like for Chiefs-Bengals right now? Because, you know, it's moved so much.
We've gone all the way back at one shop to Kansas City -1.5. This has been fun to follow throughout the course of the week. Last Sunday, right after the Bengals got done beating the Bills, one sports book released Cincinnati as a 3-point favorite immediately, or excuse me, Kansas City is a 3-point favorite, immediately took Cincinnati action all the way down to pick 'em. This was due primarily to the uncertainty regarding Patrick Mahomes' ankle and how he looked in the second half against Jacksonville. First 2 days of the week, Monday, Tuesday, we saw it go all the way Cincinnati -2.5. Remember, Patrick Mahomes has played 12 playoff games in his career, had never been an underdog. And then when we started to see the Zapruder film on Wednesday of Mahomes gingerly walking around, apparently people were inspired. It moved it back to pick 'em, and now we sit Kansas City -1, Kansas City -1.5, depending on the book.
Joe, where are we putting your money at in this game?
Yeah, I got to tell you, the two games this weekend, there's not a ton of conviction. I think the prop market offers some great opportunities. For the Kansas City game, I do find myself leaning to Cincinnati plus the 1.5. Kansas City has had trouble defending opposing number one wide receivers all year. I think Ja'Marr Chase is going to have a solid game. But with Mahomes, the last five seasons in Kansas City, the Chiefs have been top three in third down conversions every single year. That's due in large part to his ability to avoid the rush, to buy more time for his receivers to get open down the field. I mean, the guy ran for 358 yards and 4 touchdowns this year as well. If he's limited in that capacity, it slows down that offense. And Cincinnati's already proven that even with a healthy Mahomes, they can beat him. So I find myself liking Cincy. I'm also leaning to the under here. I think the Bengal O-line, which showed up well against Buffalo, the snow really helped limit the Bills' pass rush. I don't think that's going to be the case here. I think both offenses are going to have more trouble than some are expecting moving the ball.
So Joe, that was exactly what I was going to ask. So, I mean, it's 47.5, right? Like, I would naturally assume that I would take the over here, considering the last three games these teams have played 51 points, 51 points, 65, right, points overall. But now you're saying you'd rather take the under?
I'm looking the other way. They had 51 during the regular season. Remember, everyone was healthy. 51 in the playoff game last year, and that required overtime in order to get there. I still think this is a big number, but I don't see Cincinnati as explosive because of the issues with the O-line, and then I don't see Kansas City as explosive because of the issues with Mahomes.
Okay, where is the money going for the Eagles and the 49ers?
This one hasn't seen much action at all. Philadelphia opened 1.5. It went to 2.5 immediately, and then it sat there all week. I think some of the pros might be waiting to see if they can squeeze a 3 because the 2.5's juiced a little bit. So if it gets the 3, you'll probably see some San Francisco money in a hurry. Little bit of a tick towards the over, 45.5 moved up to 46.5. If I'm looking at anything here, I'm probably playing Philadelphia. You look at the Niners, they're fantastic. I don't want to take anything away from them with this analysis, but we've seen Purdy on the road 2 times. Seattle and the Raiders. Both teams don't rank in the top 20 in defense. Philadelphia does. They're 6th. They're number 1 against the pass. It's going to be a hostile environment there. I think that means something. San Francisco, when we saw them on the bye week, it was week 9, so this is their 12th consecutive week with a game. Philadelphia, meanwhile, was rested 2 weeks ago. They're at home. They don't have to travel. two teams that are going to be able to run the ball in this game, I think. So I'm playing the Eagles. I'm also looking to the under in this one as well, although there's not a ton of conviction.
Any prop bets we should know about?
A lot of prop bets. Let's go back to the AFC Championship game. Ja'Marr Chase over 82.5 receiving yards. Like I said, Kansas City, 31st in the NFL, defending opposing number one wide receivers. Isaiah Pacheco, under 1.5 receptions and under 6.5 receiving yards. He is not a factor in their passing game, was targeted just one time against Jacksonville last week. Hayden Hurst, the Cincinnati tight end, over 3.5 receptions. The Chiefs are giving up about 4.5 receptions to opposing tight ends per game this season. Hurst had 2 catches on 9 snaps against him earlier this year before he got hurt. I think he's a factor in this game. Joe Mixon under 3.5 receptions. Samaje Perine is doing more of the work in the passing game, and he's the better blocker. And with the O-line banged up, they need him for more snaps than Mixon. So we're going under 3.5 receptions there. In the Niners game, I would be looking to Brock Purdy over 9.5 rushing yards in that matchup. Quarterbacks have scrambled more in the playoffs. I think going against the number one pass defense in the NFL, he drops back. It's loud. Great coverage. He takes off running. He's had at least 8 rushing yards in each playoff game so far. Philadelphia has allowed the 4th most rushing yards to opposing quarterbacks this season. And if you want a defensive prop, Dre Greenlaw over 8.5 tackles. He's averaging 8.4 on the season, but you're going against a Philadelphia team that ranks top 3 in rushing attempts per game. I think there's going to be a lot of opportunity there for Greenlaw to rack up a ton of tackles.
Joe Fortenbaugh, before we let you go, you're a betting man. We've been talking about it all morning. Would you bet one way or another? Tell me how you would bet. If Joe Burrow beats Patrick Mahomes in the AFC Championship game and then wins the Super Bowl, is he the face of the NFL?
I mean, we live in a very recency bias-led reactionary world, so I think he's going to be – for some people, it's going to be tough to rally around, I think, Cincinnati, and the face of Cincinnati is the face of the NFL since they were down for so long. But the way he's turned them around, the cigars – he's affable, the swagger. I mean, that's America, right? Walking around, smoking cigars, telling everybody you're going to get it done, not worrying about anything else. Yeah, I could see that. I could absolutely see that. If he beats Mahomes and then he takes out Jalen Hurts and an Eagles team after beating the Niners, yeah, I could see him being the face of the NFL
for
sure.
What did Joe say, the first thing Joe said?
No, he spoke to you. Listen, Key, we're going to get to it all. Thank you, Joe Fortenbaugh, as always.
All right, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance.
Thanks, Nuno.
Yes, he spoke to exactly Key's concerns. Nevertheless, disagreed with your conclusion.
By the way, Patrick Mahomes is going to win MVP.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying that.
Two-time MVP.
888-SAY-ESPN. 888-SAY-ESPN. Would Burrow be the face of the NFL? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
If Joe Burrow beats Patrick Mahomes in the AFC Championship game and then wins the Super Bowl, is he the face of the NFL?
For some people, it's going to be tough to rally around, I think, Cincinnati. And the face of Cincinnati is the face of the NFL since they were down for so long. But the way he's turned them around, the cigars, he's affable, the swagger. I mean, that's America, right? Yeah, I could see that.
So on the one hand, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. On the one hand, Key, he agrees with their analysis that, you know, Cincinnati has been down for so long. If you're associated with it by association, it kind of drags you down a bit. On the other hand, he took that swagger, the cigars and the, all that stuff that you thought also may turn some people off and thought that maybe that overcomes, actually, the issue of being branded with Cincinnati.
Can so, I tell you guys something? I know you guys aren't on TikTok. But
yes, I am. Look, Jay.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a TikTok,
13 seconds
right?
worth of content. You're good. Joe Burrow's all over TikTok. Okay. You, I mean, like, I know Pat Costello sent us a video about, you know, a girl talking about how much they love Joe Burrow. I mean, girls love Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. Dudes want to be Joe Burrow. They feel like they want to wear mink coats. I'm talking about all over. So I don't know what the older generation is thinking about.
Where is he on social media and TikTok and all that in terms of athletes
most
in America?
Most talked about athletes in the country.
He's like the number one most talked about guy?
Yeah.
So, see, Key, that sometimes Madison Avenue could feel a certain way or the league could feel a certain way, but there could be a tidal wave of support among the people, and that can sweep away everything.
He's everywhere, man, all over it.
You guys are totally missing the point, man. I'm tired of talking about it. You guys are driving me nuts.
Why don't you say what you mean?
So grumpy. Yeah.
Now I'm grumpy. Now you're going to sell that to the people.
That's right.
See, I didn't say that. So,
that's a grumpy response.
As a brother, I would never call you that.
Grumpy is now coded language?
Coded language, Max. You're at it again.
Damn, they figured us out. Hold on. I got to call the white council and... We got to change
Stop,
some things up.
Man.
They're onto us.
Jeez, you just made some people go left. Stop it. Yeah. You guys are saying face of the league. Think about what you're saying. Face of the league. You're not saying he's going to get marketing opportunities. He's going to have an opportunity to get out in front of people. You're saying face of the league. That means they're taking him and flying him in to conferences to speak to people on behalf of the league. He's going to be a direct TV guy, YouTube guy. That's what you're saying. And I'm saying not yet. Not yet.
Okay, let's see. What if we changed it from face of the league to the biggest thing in football? Right? So now, because the face of the league, I see what you mean. What you're saying, like, there's a certain kind of official stamp of approval that the
Absolutely.
League itself pushes you. What if we changed it to the biggest thing in the NFL, right?
He will, if he wins the Super Bowl, he'd be the biggest thing in the National
right.
Football League.
Right, I see. Okay.
In 2024.
Jay, I understand.
Or 2020, 24, because it's 23.
He's talking about
24. Yeah.
He's talking about the league office and all that and all their sponsors saying, okay, he is our chosen one.
Exactly.
As opposed to just the man of the
That's
people.
The face of the league is the chosen one.
See,
that's what the face of the league is.
Well, I think the face of the league is the man of the people. I think things have really.
I think
the people tell the leagues these days who the face of their league is.
Not in the National Football League. Maybe in the NBA, Jay.
Yeah,
not in the National Football League. Because the people, think about it, man. Lamar Jackson is beloved by everybody the same way Joe Burrow is for his play. The league is he? He won the MVP. Can we find him? No. And the people love Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, not the people who write checks in Baltimore.
They're getting ready to give it to him, but, you know.
He's been to Super Bowls, man. It's different when you start getting to Super Bowls.
Hey,
when
guys, did you hear what Sal Powell said about what the Philadelphia Eagles should get ready to do? Did you hear
But that's blank, though. We already know that. That's a blank check.
But he said $250 fully guaranteed to Jalen Hurts. Let's say he's wrong.
I don't think he's wrong. He just ain't going to tell you where he got it from.
Right, but let's say it's $235. In other words, it's, whatever it is, it's ahead of Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
What is Baltimore going to do then with Burrow and Herbert coming up and Hurts getting paid? What is Baltimore going to do with Lamar? It's a whole other thing. Chris in Houston, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Yeah, man. You guys, okay, listen. You guys got to listen to Key, man, because Key has played the game. Okay, Mahomes he's a triathlete. He could actually be a basketball player or baseball player. But he chose football.
He chose football.
Yeah, he chose football. Burrow's good. He's good. But the way Mahomes flipped the ball, the way he flipped the ball, the way he scrambled, the way he know when to slide, the way he know when to run out of bounds, that's what makes him that guy. And he could even lose the game. He could lose the game. But he's still that guy because he know when to flip the ball, he know when to slide, he know when to run out of bounds. And he could have actually been a baseball player or a football player. I mean, a basketball player.
No.
And that's what that's that little difference. That's
Jay is telling you could have been a basketball player. He's telling you that. Baseball player, yes. His dad pitched in the majors. He was a great pitcher in high school and all that.
He's a good baseball player. But Jay,
yeah,
same thing, man.
Shut up, kid.
He could have been a guard, man. Same thing.
Stop that.
He could have been a guard. So Jay Will, Patrick Mahomes, same thing.
Stop it. So Max and I were talking about that during the break. I was like, yo, Max. Style, though, ain't no dude come close to the style that Patrick Mahomes has.
Or results.
The only thing I will say, though, is style as it relates to personality ain't no dude coming close to Joe Burrow.
Burrow's that dude.
No, but Patrick Mahomes got a certain
he does.
Like,
yeah, 1,000%
swagger. He got the voice. He got the hair.
Authenticity.
Yeah, he got hair commercials and State Farm and, you know, all the insurance stuff. He got all that. And he played baseball. And he can play basketball.
Mahomes, listen, we asked about Burrow. If Mahomes beats Burrow and wins the Super Bowl, through 5 years of his career, through the first 5 years, he's the undisputed greatest player in the history of football. If you look at what he has done, eyeball test, numbers, accomplishments as an individual and as a team, through 5 years, going to 3 Super Bowls, one time a pre-snap penalty stopped him, it would have been 4. Winning 2 Super Bowls, 2 MVPs, putting up all the numbers, way ahead of anyone who ever lived. Way ahead of anyone who ever lived, right? But that's what makes the Burrow thing so interesting.
I don't know, because I don't have it in front of me, and until you start talking about it just now, I don't have a memory like that. When did Joe Montana start going to Super Bowls?
Early on, but Key, he was not. Joe Montana in his day, you and I were alive for this. Joe Montana in his day, he was the guy you wanted, but it was kind of like Peyton and Brady. Early on, it was like, yeah, man, but Marino, look at that, right? What I'm saying about Mahomes is he's Marino and Montana. He's the dude you look at and you go, man, he's just better than everyone else. Plus, he's getting the results.
But I looked at Montana and said the same thing. He's better than everybody else.
Okay.
I don't care about his arm being – throwing 80 miles an hour. He was better than everybody
else.
Right,
but what if he did throw 80 miles an hour? That's Mahomes. You see what I mean? It's all of that.
Yeah,
it's
but if I don't need to throw 80, why do I don't need I'm doing it like
and
this.
And if you want.
There's no doubt that Patrick Mahomes is great.
Hey, find out for me, Pat Costello, Joe Montana's early success in Super Bowls.
82. You and I talked about it in 82. He beat the Bengals. Was that his first or his second?
No, his third year in the league, he went to the Super Bowl. His third year in the league, he went to the Super Bowl.
Which one was
in
that?
In one.
God, it's like they all blur together.
Max, you're like in your mid-20s in 82.
Well, he flipped the ball.
Who's Max?
Yeah, first of all, Key is the oldest person on this show. That's the first.
Yeah, but I got facially gifted. I don't care about being old.
I'm better than that. I get better looking as I get older.
Black don't crack, ain't a wrinkle nowhere on this face. Like, and once Benjamin I dye his hair, you're going to think I'm 25. I ain't got no problem. None. Tell you all day, I dye my hair.
Handsomest person on this show, 888-SAY-ESPN. How confident should Bengals fans be heading into Sunday? KJ.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.